people who had companies or had anything, people who want that are ambitious. And it's not just usually maybe Dennis Kucinich or something. I don't know.
Let me go back, if I may, to the beginning of the hallucination. We,
Big Bang.
Yes, we could go there. It's curious to see the degree to which the common culture, the one that I'm exposed to, right, the adults and teens and people I'm exposed to, it's curious to see how up in arms or how absolutely sanguine everyone more or less seems to be with the macro observations that could be made about the imaginary or plausible condition of the species and the planet and the food chain and all of this litany of looming crises that could be, right, construed out of thin air. So the point is not necessarily to get particularly excited or upset about the whales, though that could be a wonderful thing to do. It's just, again, to evoke, right? Where do we dwell? How do we dwell there? What are we the products of? Are we perfectly confident in our imaginary or sincere condition? Spiritually, psychologically, in all respects? That's all it is, because we, you know, if we were to take, let's say the word seriously, the apparent crescendo of concurrent crises that are facing the species, who knows what you might become, what you might do with that inspiration, who might solicit you into some kind of activity, whether it would be on a Greenpeace ship or wrapping plastic explosives around your body and going to a bus depot. Because, right, in the world we're seeing, right, all kinds of evidence of tragic, right, suicide events in highly populated public places, as well as protracted lobbying of bombs and mortar all over the place.
Yeah, a protective circuit trips in, you know, as soon as you get into all that stuff. Like, okay, well, I better get back to work, you know, or I got to go shopping, or whatever it is. It's like,
yeah,
because this stuff is overwhelming. You know?
Yeah, sure it is, right.
Well, yeah, I mean, like in Peter's book where he's talking about, you know, you can't have a war without peace and peace without war, and... You know, who knows, the cockroaches might benefit from this, you know. And how do you not get, like, this sort of fatalistic sort of, like...
Yeah.
It's God's will, like...
that, too.
You know, throw up your hands, it's gonna...
You could go all Advaita on this.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can go so many places, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Far be it for me to suggest where anyone should go with anything.
Being a practical person, I always want to look at, like, so what does it do? Like, freaking out and going comatose or depressive or whatever because of the world situation and my inability to do much about it?
Yes.
Doesn't serve anybody. It just tortures me.
Yeah, that's right. There's no practicality in anything. You know, solicitations pour in, right, on the internet or whatever, for more money to fight the evils of those with more money.
Mm-hmm.
Give us more money to fight the evils of people that have more money than we do. Oh, I can't wait. Please. I know I can outsmart the Koch brothers with the right $5 donation here and there. You know, I'm on it. I'm going to save Al Franken's ass from horrific political agendas.
For years, my version of Save the World was... You know, I'll just work spiritually. Like, it turned my spiritual pursuits into oh so important.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that was how I dealt with it all. Like, my spiritual work is really important now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because that's what I'm going to do to help save the world.
Yeah, we're racing to save the world. I had better do more spiritual work.
And that's about as narcissistic as you can get.
It is.
It's
kind of
like
form.
You haven't God on your side. The people have killed thousands in that same vein.
Yes.
It's not much different.
I kind of hold to the wave that you set in motion by the way that you are and by your acts. I mean, that rings true to me, you know, the fact when you see the bubble go into the water and then the waves go around, you know, there's an action and a reaction, and you don't know, but I don't think it's so, I don't think it's such a bad thing to...
I used to think it was the same way until I started feeling miserably at being a good person. I thought I should be. The reality is that kind of
well played.
I can't forget. I could give examples, but that's not pertinent.
We but believe you.
We'd be here all night.
All it takes is some really pretty profound failures at being the person that I think I should be or that I want to be to leave it like...
Well, you have to live a genuine life. There's no doubt about that. You know, so, you know, if you want to... You know, I mean,
could be.
I mean, if you think, oh, this is a cause I'm going to take on, and you know, if you do it in a naive way, then it's going to just fall flat. You know, or you're going to run out of energy, or have a nervous breakdown, or whatever.
It's a
I mean, you know,
thing.
That's like the master of the movie. You know, but so, I mean, you can still.
Well, do we know where they all meditated and supposedly the crime went down 25% in D.C.?
Uh-huh.
Does anybody remember that?
Oh, what do we know?
Yeah, that's why they called it bleep.
What the bleep do we know?
Yeah, no, that happens. You know, sunspots. There's a guy that sells, encourages peace meditations to affect sunspots. And then the TM people, you know, would like to meditate during the full moon to reduce the incidence of crime. Yeah. People that are, you know, sending Reiki through the cosmos, you know, for the healing of a friend, can help with, you know, surgery and recovery and pain-free stuff.
There seems to be something to that. You know,
sure.
I'm a serious skeptic, and at camp one time, you know, they were going to Reiki the pool. They were going to make you the pool. I'm like, I'm going to go, like, do my whatever. So eventually all the camp was, like, cleared out, and there was only, like, something happening at the pool. So, come in and they got like cool music going and they'd be standing around cool all this. I mean, you could have cut it with a knife. It was really cool. I mean, it was freaking amazing.
Yeah.
And it was kind of woo-woo stuff that they were Reiki in the pool and I could feel it.
Right.
It was very cool.
I wish they would Reiki the leaves.
Or there's bees out front.
Nowhere near as much fun as Reiki in the pool.
You want to say
send
that out.
Dude, please be this great name.
So, anything that you set out as bait, right? Anything that you set out as bait will, right, attract mind to create commentary, justification, and then spin into other layers of apparently relevant commentary and justification. And then we place ourselves in a condition according to how we thought we used to be and how we are now, and right, how we manage the beautiful vicissitudes of living, the imagination of concurrent ecologic crises, anything, right? From moment to moment, we are, right, dwelling in an improvisational response to an otherwise somewhat imaginary world, whether it's being, you know, brought in by a sonar damage to whales, or something that happens at the World Cup, or Huffington Post, or you name it, you know, or Al Sharpton said something, or Bill O'Reilly said something about young black boys and their culture smoke marijuana, and then, of course, people say, wow, you're stereotyping the entire black culture, you idiot, you white supremacist idiot, right, on Fox. So no matter where we are, I mean, even in interpersonal relations, we're often working through, right, myth, presently appearing myth, and free association. Yeah. And it's and the fun part is to see how easily or quickly, you know, it hooks us, right? How we occupy myth, free association, the creation of a so-called textural universe in which I have an opinion, or I feel a certain way about, or I do or not do a certain thing, either consistently or... See? It's just streaming out loud. Streaming.
It does seem there are some collective dreams that occur simultaneously.
Well,
that have some impact.
Yeah, but yes, you know, and Nan was very clear to point out, you know, what's the evidence for it except your imagination? Mm-hmm. Besides what's presently in our face as the...
Terminated.
Hmm?
Terminated.
Who's... You are?
Yes.
Terminated.
There's some collective experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Which lead to termination.
Oh, well... Yeah, I mean, you could say experience and collective and lead to and termination and... Right? What do we mean by that? You're going to die? Everyone's going to die? Is that the hint?
Yeah. Not everyone. No, but there are certain events.
Well, I...
That have broad-based termination capabilities.
Yes, sure, but again...
That's not dreaming it.
Well, no, it's imagined because it's not present. It's just, right? It's
I our, got that.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Like when we finish that bag of Cheetos.
Right, we go out for
terminated
another.
Terminated Cheetos. Cheetos are terminated.
Yeah.
The argument for cause and effect seems so powerful. You know, if you sat here every night and ate half a box of M&M's and most of a bag of Cheetos and some Hershey's nuggets.
Right.
It really seems that that would be the cause of the bulking up that would ensue.
Sure.
Like the cause and effect seems so obvious in this world, and yet what we come here to look at is really, is it really the case? Looking at it is why.
That's well, yeah, you're invited. Yeah, see, it's funny because that makes perfect practical sense. And that's also, like anything, would be from moment to moment, you know, a suggestive, dreamed, right, evocation of we coming together, doing a thing that may have some attraction from week to week, right? That's good.
A dollar will get you right on the bus. Or
yeah. Yeah, same idea. Right.
This doesn't even cost a dollar. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I know. This is just all this costs you is a trip to the dentist and some orange fingers. Reminds me of a joke, which I won't tell.
No.
Yeah, see?
Ah,
never mind.
Yeah, I think we should probably keep that.
So, you know, we could talk about mezzo-sopranos or progressive metal rock. Right? Who won the game? Was there a game recently? Did anyone play a game, a professional sports game? Who won? You know. There were people recently were inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Right? Gifted athletes.
At least not. I have no clue.
Yeah.
Somebody's playing a game
with
somebody.
Yeah.
It's pretty obvious you're not drawing a sports graduate.
Yeah.
Pretty, yeah. Too bad, eh?
That's funny.
How about them Phils?
Too geeky.
Right.
Well, there...
So, I don't know.
There are people that are supposedly able to get above that physical thing, right? And
what does that mean? The pole vaulter? Back to the sports?
No, the one that can overcome eating the Cheetos and not getting fat.
The swamis that can get exposed to major diseases and then go
right.
Put it on a tree.
Walk on fire. And,
you know,
yeah.
Years ago there was a guy who didn't believe HIV caused AIDS. He used to inject it in himself to try to become a scientist.
But he's dead now, right?
I don't think so.
Wow. So it's a big wow. See, this can go anywhere. I mean, the more and more access we have to anecdotal knowledge and news reporting from, right, 200-something cable channels and millions of web pages.
God forbid someone starts Googling something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Then we're screwed.
Yeah. So it's interesting to see the acceleration of free association and dreaming that's possible as access to, you know, data, right? The representative data, like through your iPad or your computer, proliferates in quality, quantity, right? It's a mine field for the mind field. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's incredible.
Peter always says this is not what you think it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which really sort of leaves you open to, you know, what the heck does that mean? And that's kind of the definition of transcendental. You can't pin it down. You can't really ever figure out what this is. It's just, but it really begs to question the cause and effect of it. And to say, how can it be so that there's such cause and effect? If it is not what you think it is.
There are four levels.
The construct.
There are four levels.
Okay.
So level one is the one where we're very good at.
Could you send them to me later?
Which is the primate experience in time space. That's, you know, what you call your life, or the data field that moves you through the day, being who you take yourself to be, interfacing with whatever, whomever, the way that you do, and digest your life experience through, right, the sense of a independent, individuated self operating in time-space through memory and all of the emotion that accompanies the miracle of the primate experience. That's level one.
For level one, I mean. Not
yeah. Either one will do.
I hope it gets better as we go up in level.
Level two is, yogically, the shift of awareness occupying the neocortex as the primary interface with being, right? And the awareness shifts to the, call it the hindbrain. Becomes non-referential. And then occupies what we call the body in a textural way. Bliss awareness. You're feeling this through the full palette of the luminous tentacles that emanate from your being. That is the collapse of time-space. Because you're not solidly human anymore, operating in time-space, you are luminous, non-local, and not subject to time-space. There still can be quite a lovely sense of self, because this bliss field, you could say, resonates through what we call the body. The rainbow body is awake. The rainbow body has become awake.
Okay. Yeah.
That's level two. That's enough.
I'll take it.
Yeah, that would be swell. And it's the simplest of shifts, really. Right? The confidence that you presently place in thought and rumination simply no longer ignites the frontal cortex and, in a sense, retreats into the hindbrain. And the rainbow body wakes up, and you discover what it is to be non-referential. That's perfectly present. So we're all getting more and more comfortable with what it actually feels like for awareness to leave the cage of the neocortex.
I'm slipping back to level one, I think.
Slip back. Well, no, that's a level three donut. Be careful. That's a level three donut. You might have to wrap something around your head to catch the blood as you... Yeah. So, but it doesn't stop there at the imagination of level two, because level two is still has an appreciation of this is fucking great.
And it's happening to me.
It's occurring. It's noticeable. It is so different than the remnant memory of being a person that it can really sing. And we become a little more odd as we become more comfortable with being the rainbow body, dwelling, you could say, from the hindbrain, feeling this luminously and impersonally. We become a little odd. And in the process of awareness, happy to meander with the neocortex, there's what we're going to refer to as a shedding, like a snake sheds its skin. It's already a fully adult. The next layer of skin is underneath. It's just not conscious yet. It only becomes conscious when the old skin sheds. So the shift from neocortex to hindbrain is accompanied by whatever appears in the karmic field symptomatically as the rainbow body wakes up to its impersonal nature and sheds the compensatory mechanisms of the primate, sheds the identifications and compensatory mechanisms that are so alive in the primate mind.
Shed suggests getting rid of?
It's doing it. It's doing it. So
right.
One does not shed.
One is shedded.
Yeah, you are
like
shedded.
It's not available.
No.
For usage anymore.
No. We'll get there in a moment. Yeah, it's not. The metaphors still work, but they're not event driven. So the third level is what appears to be the rainbow body occupying non-locally the atmosphere of you becomes more subtle and refined, and that would be called bodhicitta, radiant mind. That's what the Buddhists referred to as compassion, which is a misnomer. Bodhicitta is radiant mind, so the relaxation or the recognition of radiance of itself shifts from, call it rainbow body bliss, to non-body bliss, right? Mm. Non-corporeal bliss. Radiant mind enjoying the solemnity, the autonomy, the singularity, the non-duality of radiant mind. We'll get there. Okay. That's a great question. Yeah. It has dropped body identity. Though, of course, you can still drive and pick up Cheetos at the Wawa. Or die. Who knows? You know, who knows? It's not important, really. Yeah. So the Ajna chakra, right, the sixth chakra, is the seat of singularity. It's the gate of non-duality. That's radiant mind. But radiant mind, curiously, like the bliss of the rainbow body, still loves itself. There's something still, call it still remaining, where radiant mind is capable of being self-consciously, in a manner of speaking, radiant mind, though it's not a duality. Talk about happy. But again, this doesn't matter what's going on with you at the body field. This doesn't look like money in the bank, right? And a trip to Saint-Tropez. It could look the way it does, no matter where you are, under what circumstances. Thirsty in Detroit. It doesn't mean that radiant mind is not still present or palpable. Right? So what's the fourth level, dare I say? This is unspeakable, see? Because the fourth level is when radiant mind, unbeknownst to itself, gives up the delight of the recognition of radiant mind.
melds back into whatever.
Goodbye.
You know it because you can feel it. You don't know it by attempting to describe what it is or isn't. Mm-hmm. So that's the segue to this question. This is not cause and effect or appearing in space-time. These so-called four seductive suggestions are concurrent. It's not other than this or someplace else. You, as a per diem primate, can occupy that time card in an instant.
All four of them.
Yep. You, as awakened rainbow body, present, done and accounted for, present and accounted for, rainbow body. Present and accounted for is the revelation of radiant mind. As the bliss field just naturally transmutes as it gets to be more fond of itself from corporeally anchored to not.
Is there something that can be said about death in that whole thing?
Perhaps. Let's see. And the fourth level, which is this unaware of itself, beyond this and not this, is not someplace other than here, is not other than now. So what are you? Which one do you want to be? Right? And do you feel yourself hammered into just what we're referring to as level one? Or can you sense, with your imagination or glaring self-confidence, the presence of rainbow body is unencumbered by space-time, radiant mind unencumbered even by that, and nothing at all? Death goes out the window from, you could say, so imaginary stage one to imaginary stage two. Or let's say it just becomes a lot less convincing.
Well, you know, corporeal was in there.
Right. The body is at the pleasure of the rainbow body, right? The body occurs at the pleasure of consciousness. Death is what's referred to the localized cessation of a particular body.
Seems like level one would go out the window.
Yes, so the body is already at the pleasure of consciousness, and the presence of death in the, you know, magnificence of time-space also occurs at the pleasure of the consciousness.
Are there examples
of
people that have...
Here you are.
Here's Johnny.
If not you.
Does it become clearer, though, the sort of, you know, the cessation and the arising and all that stuff?
Like, why not? Sure, why not?
So who gave these descriptions of these four levels?
I did.
Not to be confused with Deepak Chopra's Seven Levels of God. I read a book once.
Is it a Buddhist philosophy?
I think it was the cheetah.
I don't know. You can find evidence of it across all of these systems. It depends on how you work the metaphors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The Ajna Chakra is a singularity. It still has a certain perception, or dare I say joy, transcendent joy, of its own single-pointedness. The top, the crown chakra, right, doesn't have that any longer.
it comes out here rather than here.
Right, so chakra 1, 2, and 3. 1, 2, 3, 4 are of the nature of the body. Chakra 5, the throat center, is associated with dissolution of independently existing body. Start, and the gate to non-duality is open at the throat. I mean, you, one could say that gate is also open at the heart. Why not? Who's going to, you know?
I mean, nothing can't be articulated, right? So
nothing cannot be articulated.
Putting it in a positive way. Yeah.
So the cell, whatever, you know, this is, what wants to, how do we know it's there?
What's there? Where?
Nada, niente.
Well, that, that's the key. Here's this.
Yeah.
What exactly is this? Where is it? When is it? Local or non-local? Nobody knows. No one knows. The scientists don't know. Jesus didn't know. Ramakrishna, by the time you asked him, was already unconscious with bliss. So why rely on what he had to say? Even Rupert Sheldrake doesn't know. Stephen Hawking for shit sure doesn't know. Who knows? So there is a confidence, for lack of a better word, that you place in, let's just call it the borrowed certainty that this is so. That you, this, something, is so. Where are you borrowing this confidence from? What's the evidence? It's strange, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Because the evidence of this being so, mm-hmm. it has nothing to do with the apparitional elements of time-space. Your confidence that this is so, that you are so, that something is so, mm-hmm. is not the consequence of any evidence, is it? That's pretty fucked up.
Like in the Constitution, it's self-evident.
Fair.
Ben Franklin.
Abso-fucking-lutely. Yep. Mm-hmm. Or play with it. I mean, here's your homework.
Yeah.
Don't do it, but here's your homework. For the next week or between now and the next time I have the privilege of seeing you, find out, write a short story about what evidence you've discovered that gives you the confidence that this is so.
I'm not coming anymore. That's it.
I'm out of here. Take a donut on the way out. So I'm not saying I know anything for shit sure. I mean, look at me. I'm crazed. I should be locked up. But it might be curious to discover that the self-effulgent, radiant confidence that you already, say, possess, that tells you that this is so, without any evidence whatsoever, is pretty fucking strange.
I think maybe because we can see it's the one thing that doesn't seem to change, you know? It's like everything else has changed, you know? It's like changed everywhere all around us.
Yes?
Within us, in a way, in our body, certainly. But this consciousness, I don't know that I feel any different than when I was first aware of...
Being aware.
Mm.
Do you handle things differently than you did before?
Yeah, but mostly it's because of shedding, I would say, of shedding some of my inhibitions or what have you. And maybe I've learned some things.
Behaviorally, you can look at what you call your life or the lives of others around you and pick up signs of behavioral maturity, which we is a graceful way of saying aging.
Well, there are people that don't age well, though, you know.
Yes, yes.
I think of it more as like the grasping than the letting go.
Yes, that's right.
So the maturity, even if you're very, very old and you're still grasping, does not mean that you're...
Let me get my folks on the phone here. Now, all right, give them a break.
Put them on speaker.
So I've already embarrassed them enough. Yeah, I hear you.
When you guys come down.
You know he kids.
I kid. Marie got sort of a coffee table book type of thing. It's Roz Chast. I don't know if you've heard of her. She does a lot of these cartoons in The New Yorker.
Yes.
She wrote this book about her dying parents. And oh, my goodness. You talk about not aging gracefully. You know? And this is a graphic novel. So, because she's an artist. Boy, does that ever show your parents, my parents. Mm-hmm.
Yes, but we appreciate that was just an aside.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah.
I would hope that I would achieve some higher level of letting go.
You would like to?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Yeah?
Yes.
You feel committed to it? All right, then.
Wow, let go.
Committed.
All right, then.
Is that all it takes?
That's it.
You're
in, too? I'm in.
I commit the or something.
I'm
is there
in.
A vowel?
Until 5 seconds later, you see a squirrel. And
yeah.
That's all it takes.
Wait, what? Was I committing?
Look what happened with Jesus and the gentleman on the cross to his left.
The thief guy, yeah.
Who he forgave instantly and opened the gates of heaven to him with the slightest gesture of faith.
Mm-hmm.
What was that about? This. Same. Yeah, you, one unceremoniously finds the fun, the thrill of finding out what the imagination of higher consciousness might feel or look like, and the door is opened unto you. Best of luck.
The problem is, though, that it keeps coming my way. You have to keep rediscovering. It's like the squirrel thing.
Yeah.
Know? Like you get these glimpses and then you go, ha, then the next minute.
Then you forget that.
Yes. Yeah. Well,
it's just the nature of it.
For now, what we can say in the life of the typical primate, most of the decades of our pleasure of being in each other's company looks like that. When the confidence sneaks up on you to occupy your present experience from a different locus, a different assemblage point, that'll be that.
Is it like the finale to Lost, you know, when they're all like waking up to...
I don't think so, but maybe for you. Well,
since
maybe
like
for you,
movie,
yeah.
Right?
For you, it might be Benjamin Button, something like that. For me, it'll be more like Avengers.
Okay. All right. We all have our own list. We got it.
Frank will be like Desperately Seeking Susan.
What am I?
Yeah. Free Willy. I think for instance it's more like Free Willy.
Groundhog Day. I got Groundhog Day.
Your Groundhog Day?
Well, that's
okay.
An obvious one.
Yeah.
That's good.
Well, so is Lost.
Uh-huh. Nan is definitely a Mary Poppins.
Jeez.
It's good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait to
Terry is more like a born identity.
Born identity.
That's how it'll sneak up on her. This is a new astrological path. What is your movie?
Yay! I like that game.
You're in.
It's been on Facebook.
And it's a whale. There's a whale that gets pregnant. I don't know what that means.
I dare to report on a recurring phenomenon.
Yes, please do.
It's possible to be
cavities
in interaction.
Yeah. Don't pay attention to her. She's swimming around.
She's had too many Cheetos.
She's a little guppy.
Yeah.
She's bumping up against the glass. Why she can't get out.
Yeah, my nose hurts. Why does your nose? Because I keep bumping up against the glass. That's a good sign.
My
nose hurts.
Where is the fish?
Anyway,
you were saying about a recurring. You want to make a recurring declaration?
No, it's just a report on the daily experience.
Oh yeah, those are nice.
That's all.
Yeah,
not constructed. That it's possible to be in the presence of other people and just witness what's going on, and not have any thoughts that intervene.
Yeah,
and not that I'm totally dead. And I certainly have an idea of what's going on and pursue that. But it's pretty quiet.
Yes.
There's a quietness.
Yeah.
That
you can
be in the present moment.
You give workshops?
And look at what's going on.
Yep.
I don't really care what's going on.
No.
Nice.
I feel like a dead man's float and be really still, stop the thoughts for just a millisecond.
Yeah. Well, see, the shift of the locus of awareness from rumination to radiant receptivity shifts time-space and shifts the appearance of one's investment in circumstances and events.
That is an accompanying phenomenon. The last 2 days felt like fucking weeks.
Yeah.
So much was accomplished, or seemed to be accomplished.
Yep. Could look like that. You could also hit a wall.
Yeah.
Hit a total wall.
I didn't. But I did hit one of those.
Yeah.
Weeks and weeks and nothing.
Yeah, it's the same.
Like, where am I? What time of year is it?
I'm sure. Does anything happen?
It's the same.
Well, I got here from Roxborough in less than 40 minutes.
Okay.
Wow, you...
The lights all turn green.
Maybe we should change his name.
Uh-oh, Matrix Energetics.
Yes, just flying along in the car.
Yeah.
The Matrix.
Right, the gate opened.
Batman.
For smooth traveling.
Batman.
Mm-hmm.
I love the Batman.
Yeah. It never happens when you're irritable and impatient, I'll tell you that much.
I know what you're talking about, though. I've experienced that, too, where you're just kind of in some kind of a field. Hmm. And it's just you're part of it, but you're more as an observer than a participant.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can participate also, because you're one of the things you can observe. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're just a phenomenon occurring in the midst of everything.
Yeah.
As you take up residence in the rainbow body, and the gift of receptivity and imagination are no longer tethered to one's reflex for security and survival, to-do lists, and frames of reference that insist upon assertion, right? Assertion of the self require frames of reference. Yeah. So as that shifts, then you might take up more relaxed, nourished residence in... Oh!
Sure.
It's also what's always been concomitantly present.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And that, whatever that is, right? Radiant field of nothing at all becoming more fond or sensitive to its own nature takes up residence in itself at different degrees of ease, relaxation, and maturity, subtlety, refinement. But they're all concurrent, concomitantly available. This is the void in which radiant mind might look like rainbow body, might look like a primate on a treadmill.
You know, I wonder at times, especially earlier in my times on my days on Earth, where there's this existential void. You know, it's almost like going to too much, or just annihilating the other parts so much that it's like so raw that it's kind of the other parts that there's fear. There's a lot of fear.
Sure. Yeah.
And it's just. Yep. Coming back. Am I still here? You know,
yeah,
yeah. Kind of
why not? Yes, a spontaneous, unsought view of void could be a little disorienting.
Mm.
Yeah. Though that's what's present, though it's hard to talk about, right? What's more subtle than radiant mind is being present or absent or born or unborn or... You can't really say. I'd like to, but I can't. Yeah.
I often wonder if doing hallucinogenic drugs would, you know, helps you to get to that spot.
No, no question. Don't be late.
I do a lot.
You do? I never have, but, you know,
yeah.
You hear that there's just so much, like the Beatles, and there's just so many people that received such incredible...
People are healed on mushrooms and peyote and mescaline and LSD and ayahuasca. The Gaia field comes rushing into their soul, and deep views of non-corporeal radiant mind explode in front of them as them, which shakes the tree a little bit. Yeah.
As far as when you look at the human path that follows, I don't know, it's just a judgment too.
It's as fair an observation as any.
Right.
Well, supposedly Johns Hopkins found that it has lasting personality changes, so I don't
know. Oh, really?
Yeah, I can, actually, yeah, I can really believe that it would. I mean you experienced a whole different set. Of things, you know, it's kind of altered your life, and it's just like my life has been altered just by coming to this place.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting in this circle, I don't
Cheetos.
Is there
Cheetos?
Yeah, the Cheetos.
It's just people that you hear about doing a lot of drugs or being in a
bungalow.
It's not like you want to end your
No, you all know right. People that just fry their brains.
Right.
Weird.
Mm-hmm. Something
you
want to tell your kids to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't know what your fate is with respect to hallucinogens. We can pretty much say you haven't taken them yet. You may never. You may become an ayahuasca queen and move to South America. Yeah.
Are you
find out what ayahuasca is first.
It does look like you could possibly venture an observation about it, but something will speed it up.
Karma. Let's talk about karma.
Mm-hmm. Through the drugs.
Well, who cares about the drugs?
Yeah.
Let's just talk about karma.
I'll take it.
So there is no karma at all, and yet, hi. And yet you can't avoid fulfilling your karma.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not mutually exclusive. So you fulfill your karma, which is a metaphor for the shedding process that occurs
mm-hmm.
as consciousness takes up residence as the rainbow body and eschews identification or isolation with the neocortex. And as that occurs, if it occurs, right, in the beauty field of your life, that can be referred to as karma. And that's not antithetical to a view which is, there's no karma. It's not possible for there to be any karma, which is also so.
Mm-hmm. Well, if your identity is the broadest it can be, then it doesn't really matter what's happening.
Yep, that would be the case.
So you get to have your cake and eat it too.
Why not? That's why we have.
That's why we have.
All these snacks. Having the snacks is just a way of saying, why not?
Try all of them.
Have your Cheeto and eat it too. Yeah. Have your donut and eat it too. Yes. So we're just playing around, and these are, of course, hypothetical, mm-hmm. and they have as much evidence as you have for the confidence that this is so. So just for fun, it's like, there are four levels. By presuming that there are four levels, or that I might have the authority to even mention them, which I don't, right, is like, yeah. Exactly. Is, oh yeah, so we can all kind of get on the primate bandwagon. Suffering sucks. I can sign up for that. And it's not that far afield that we can appreciate, you know, a shift of the capacity of awareness to take up residence as presence rather than being fucked over by time-space. I can hear that. Absolutely. And you can begin to discover how you are non-locally, radiantly, sensitively available for the whole of experience. Experience is not just what's occurring in thought. You are remarkably, intelligently, cogently available for the entirety of experience, which is time-space free. And you can feel that, like, now's good. Now would be good. So you've just become one of those higher beings that you were looking for a minute ago. Oh, I didn't realize that it was me. I think I'm going to seek my own signature. I met myself. Higher being, put that on the wall. I am the higher being I've been looking for. And it's not that difficult to see that in between thoughts or in between invocations, in between the time-free, time and space-free inclination of reference points, you are also radiant mind. That's how subtle the confidence is in that this is so, is borrows from radiant mind. So you don't know it yet that that's why you're confident of that this is so, because you didn't do your homework. Or I only gave it out 20 minutes ago. You have to go do your homework, and you'll find, oh my God, I can't find any evidence for that this is so. So then I'm just, you don't have to do your homework anymore. I just gave you the answer. The answer key is you borrow. You are borrowing the confidence that this is so from radiant mind. That's how you know. But you didn't realize that you were radiant mind until I said there are four levels, and one of them happens to be radiant mind, and tag, you're it. And why stop there? This is also nothing at all. It's absolutely unencumbered by even the most blissful tickle of radiant mind. It does not know itself. Radiant mind borrows its thrill from that. So the whole thrill that you feel, the confidence that you place, and earnestly so, that this is so, is like going to the library. Radiant mind borrows its mystical aperture from the void. The rainbow body borrows its blissful sublimity from radiant mind. The primate borrows its confidence and apparent duality from the rainbow body. So now, are we a primate in search of higher consciousness? Or are we already that which borrows from itself to make this appear to be so?
Like an offcast of the void?
What's that, Francie?
No. Oh. Banging against the glass again.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm still trying to get a fish out of it.
I'm a mime with actual glass. Oh! That really hurt. Yeah.
Now, with all of this, I hate to use this word, but I'll use it anyway.
So you don't hate it enough, do you?
Don't hate it quite enough. Mm-hmm. But I'm looking for a word that is something like progression or evolution or something like that.
Yeah.
Where it would seem to be that there's a retraction of the earlier stages.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. that there's less involvement in the corporeal existence.
You're just not concerned about it any longer. It's always played itself out impersonally without you being connected to a steering wheel.
Yeah.
You just thought you had a goddamn steering wheel. You've never had one.
Yeah, it's not an evolution. It's an instantaneous reversal in some way.
And that's of it. Myth.
It's like, okay, done.
It was
game over.
Misapprehended, game over. I guess.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Yeah. Time-space is inferred from...
The story was so good.
Yeah. Yeah. Time-space is inferred from the supremacy of the confidence that you place in that this is so. Mm-hmm. That this is so is not the consequence of time-space or something our dear friend Stephen Hawking would call the Big Bang. Fuck him.
So it's not that you're diabetic from eating donuts. It's... That
you're donuts from eating
diet. Yeah, you're diabetic and you find yourself eating donuts, or I don't know. I was going somewhere and I lost it. The prajna.
Throw your oars overboard. Tip the canoe. Yeah. Just
no,
tip the
no
canoe.
No prajna there, or whatever that word is.
Yeah.
I know where
yeah.
It's the cause and effect of it.
Yeah.
There isn't really any cause and effect.
No.
We think we're the cause. We think, as another way to put it, is that we have the steering wheel, and yet we don't.
There is no steering wheel.
Well, there's no doer. There's no... It can look like cause and effect.
There's no steering wheel, and Edward G. Dohan's couldn't grasp it anyway.
Yeah. And there's no static thing that's...
No. This is only dreaming.
Some of the realization of that... lightens up the whole hating yourself piece. Like, how the hell
let's
you
hope
yourself
so.
And you're not really doing it.
Let's hope so.
How can you beat yourself up that bad when?
Well, you see, you might still be making qualitative excuses in the realm of primate mind.
Probably.
Which is cool because there's a million of them to be made. So you know why not pluck a few. Low-hanging fruit.
I can't be Charlie.
Fuck a blue is good. I think I'll have another Cheeto.
Donuts.
Your present experience, were there one, can't be anything but supremely confounding. If you think you're having a plausible experience, you're mistaken. But that's cool.
Meaning if you think you can sort of understand it, that we know this.
If you are even imagining that consciousness is so,
I think it
it's so vast, and I mean, we don't have a word for it. We don't. We can call it intelligence. We can call it being, but
entomans
way beyond what our minds and our can grasp to, you know, to put a name to.
Yes. If radiant mind is borrowing from the void, good luck.
I think anybody that tells you anything, you know, tells it now. So you might as well be the one that knows,
including this.
You might as well.
Borrowing from the void.
It's not possible to have any authority
right
here about anything.
It's not possible to have any control.
It's not possible to have any control. But it's also not possible to be the consequence of anything.
So we are the puppets. I mean, one of the puppets on the stage.
Yes.
That the universe is
practicing.
Playing.
Okay.
I think the guppy got out of the bowl.
The guppy has leaped out of the bowl.
She's like, that was easy.
I'm free.
Cash is like food. If there's cash, I get it. If there's food, I get it.
Well, that's, remember last week's conversation, you're greedy. If it's your...
I'm not concerned with my behavior.
Are you sure?
That would be depressing.
God.
What a relief.
Sometimes I feel like I'm being toyed with.
There you go.
You mean being used just for your money?
Well, you know, I'm like everybody else. I have what you call concerned or worrying thoughts, and they're a waste of time because I'm being provided for. Something's doing things. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
It sure can look that way.
Yeah. One of the views you can have.
Yes.
I mean, you make up shit. I'm convinced as soon as you open your mouth and start talking, you're just making up shit.
That's why it's good to open your mouth and feed on a donut.
An alternative.
Don't
use.
Speak, just
no,
feed.
Speaking. Eat. Swallow the sugar.
Get with the program.
It's useful as a position to come from and interacting with others in the world.
Yes.
Because you can listen to them in a different way. If you know there isn't anything they can say that means a goddamn thing.
Right. Yes.
And then you can just hear the absurdity of it all.
Right.
Yes.
And you don't have to contribute to it.
No.
It's non-reactionary. What am I going to react to? Nothing has occurred. And what am I going to have? I'm going to have a reaction to nothing? But that's crazy.
This is a enviable yogic asan.
It's even closer to home. It's nothing I say means anything.
Well, if you sprinkle a little Pepsi on a memento, it doesn't know how to stop dissolving. That's you.
That's automatic.
That's your present experience. It looks like you've thrown Alka-Seltzer in a glass of water and it's fizzying. It's fizzying up. You are fizzying up. And
you can't do anything.
Dissolving.
About it.
It's just good. Yeah.
But I think it's too declarative to say that nothing's happened. You can't even say that.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't really. You don't know if something's happening or not.
It's the same right. argument as with the politicians.
Right. You can't take a position.
There may be something happening, but you can't describe
right.
it.
Exactly. It's just as true that absolutely
it's
nothing
definitely
happened.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
we have the
mountains
like this.
Like,
that's happening.
No, it seems to me that stuff's happening because we're doing it. I feel stuff. Feels like there's something.
That's what, yeah, but...
Yeah, there's that experience.
I wouldn't want to say that nothing.
Yeah, it's clear.
Well, feeling, as in whether it's sentiment mm-hmm. or textural, right, mm-hmm. sensorial mm-hmm. Tickle, we could say appears to be occurring.
Yeah.
If that means for you or anyone that something is happening, okay.
This is really all we can put our finger on that's really happening. All the other stuff is just made up. The whales, the politicians, the whole nine.
Well, see, this...
That's heavy.
Let's... Thing. So, okay, let's erase everything that's imaginarily other than what appears to be corporeally present, yeah. physically present,
yeah.
right? All right.
So what do we get?
Okay.
Still, like subtly, more subtly,
subtly,
present.
Does it rhyme with Cheetos? Sorry.
Frameworks that are.
Are they?
No, they. I'm saying they can. Appear to be, even though if you, you know,
without,
stand in this
yes,
presence.
Without measure, ideation, the spontaneous manufacture of an imaginary frame of reference, then you can't really place a lot of confidence in physicality, in mm-hmm. felt presence, mm-hmm. or in subtle phenomena that occur either as thought or below the right recognition level of what we refer to as thought.
Well,
see, whatever's coming to you, yeah. right? Whatever's being felt
those,
by
yeah.
you is a moment late.
Until somebody, one of us vanishes.
Let's hold out. See what happens.
See who goes.
You see, the slightest iteration of rainbow body or radiant mind referring to the presence of an irreconcilable miracle is going to be a fantasy and late after the fact. You can't report on this with any accuracy because it's already gone. And any way that you report on it is going to be referential, no matter how gross or subtle. Yeah.
Pure bullshit.
The reporting
yeah,
can only amount to
pure
bullshit.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean it's not fun. Doesn't mean we haven't created a complex society
right.
and that some of us have money in a bank and some of us don't. Yeah, right. Still, it's woo, woo. Yeah. So you see, we're playing around with the curious capacity, which you don't actually possess, to feel that this is so. This confidence, borrowed, not actual, borrowed from the void, if we could argue about such a non-place. It's borrowed. Is not accompanied by any story.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't actually convey agency.
Oh, not so much. Not even the four-level story.
That's right.
That's just...
Yeah.
That's just some words you're constructing.
That was just a play thing to... Yeah. good luck with the four levels. And yet I would say that shit again if asked with absolute joy and confidence. There's four fucking levels here.
It's just a big dust devil.
That's pretty much. Yeah. Now, you might notice we tend to report on the irrefutability of presence as if it's one thing or not another, or that it perhaps began, or that it does stuff, uh-huh. Right? That it's physical, that it's textural. We can even look at the rubric of imagination as being imagined, in other words, not actual as in physically or texturally present, but of the nature of mind, of the nature of association. We can see that. We also can conjure firsthand evidence borrowed from our miserable lives that many times my life has sucked. It might be sucking now. Most likely, it'll suck in the future. Will it always suck? Nah.
Who knows?
Who knows? You see?
We've done charge of it.
There's that.
As long as you can get a hold of drugs.
There's that.
Oh my God,
avoid raccoons on the street.
The pocket helps.
If you're good at it.
And you need some practice.
That was my first start.
It worked.
Maybe we need to change your movie.
Smooth.
The pluck was successful. It was detected.
It wasn't
but the pluck was successful.
In my defense, that's you guys begins. Are a little bit more conscious than most people. I think
borrowed.
Streets.
That's how it begins.
What you're supposed to say is, hey, look over there.
Slide of hand.
Once you've experienced the thrill of a successful pluck, you're on your way.
Oh, great.
Secret pluckers.
Who was...
Oh, yeah.
Right. Who was Oliver's friend?
What Artful
was his name?
Dodger.
Thank you. Artful Dodger.
She's our go-to girl for movies.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Embarrassing.
Yeah. Sally Trivia, we call her. Or just Trivia, for short.
Our Trivia. You didn't realize how trivial you are.
What if she's bad? Trivial. Then we're rude. You're trivial. I am not. Yes, you are. This is not an argument. Yes, it is. No, it's not.
You're just contradicting when I say that.
I am not. Yes, you are. No, I'm not. Brontosauruses are very thin at the head. Much bigger in the middle and thin again at the tail.
It is bizarre, isn't it?
So is that what we're doing here, Monty Python?
Is that
nice guy song? I think that's a good...
That's the ultimate.
So what do you do at your meeting? It's kind of like a Monty Python skit.
What's the comedy troupe for City? Second City. This is tryouts for Second City.
There we go.
This is tryouts for Second City.
He has broad humor.
Next week, the talent scouts are coming, and best of luck.
I knew a career would show up.
You might discover, may discover, now's good. That a quality of this confidence that you place in the irrefutable nature that this is so, which is no different than the mirage that this is so, is radiantly borrowed. And you just might discover how to take up, or that you have taken up residence in that. It's the same confidence you had as a primate. It's just different.
Manifested differently.
That's right. Expressed, manifested in your so-called experience and in your so-called behavior and interface with otherness, if there were an otherness, arguably differently. And that subtlety has no conclusion. This becoming aware of itself in its full range, right? The full range of its electromagnetic spectrum, subtle spectrum, right? Photonic spectrum.
At least a larger range.
Has no limit, has no end. So these, you know, the imagination of four levels is just a kind of highlight, if you will, right? Different qualities of how this reveals itself to itself, and all the while not requiring any confidence that it's so. Yeah. Right? Void is, right? Stuff is void, and void is stuff. Mm-hmm. Right? Form and formlessness are the same.
Mm-hmm. A little loop.
Sure, it could look loopy.
Most of the time.
Most of the time.
And who's to say that, you know, if you're looking for answers, the answers aren't by what Jesus said, by what scientists say, by what, you know, a melding of the two, or,
right,
you know, science and religion, and that it's all together, or it's, I don't know.
Neither did they. Do they? They don't know either.
It just feels so limiting, I guess, with every one of us as to how we were taught and the stories we were told. And, you know, and they just don't make any sense, you know, that God says this and God, you know, brought down his only son.
To be tortured.
Yeah,
like, just really tortured.
When you talk about
the
stories, it's just like, you know.
It's a simple remedy. Put the book down. Just put it down. I've been thrown out of many Course in Miracles programs by walking in and declaring, please put the book down. And that's it. Show them the door.
Is that a reality show? Because I'd like to see that.
We should make that a reality show. You can get on that.
Okay.
But you can walk into hallowed halls of Buddhist Vipassana meditation. Say the same thing there. Find the same door.
I will be a reality TV show where you just follow Jeff around and goes
religious busters.
And
religion
says,
busters.
Just put the book down.
You have been kicked out of much better places than public, I'm sure.
And then we just watch what happens after he says it.
Much finer institutions.
I'm like, please, Mr. Nice Guy Sangha, don't go see Swami Ken when he comes.
Why not?
I'm just going to cringe.
Invite us all. It'll be very...
Bring the video camera. No, this is going to be our new show. It's great.
It is great.
Swami, put the book down.
Swami Ken?
Yeah, what's that all about?
He's coming.
I'm going to wear my pink robe. Well,
I don't never
heard
of him.
I'm Swami Barbie.
Swami right here.
The pebble?
Yeah.
He's coming over
Saturday.
He really looked well.
Yeah, over there.
Well, over there. Oh, in the big room.
He's going to be in Circle of Miracles, too.
No, I
on
just
Sunday.
Know that every Ken meets Barbie.
I've never heard about him.
He's a Western guy.
I'm like, this Sunday?
What, how old?
I don't know.
Looks like he could easily be in his 70s.
Oh,
maybe older.
An old bird?
Younger.
Is he dressed up?
68.
He's fully regaled in orange robes and full white hair and beard.
The hood?
Oh, really?
No,
he's a Hindu renunciate. He is a Hindu samadhiist.
She talked?
He's coming here on Saturday.
Oh, on Saturday? You're going to be here on Saturday?
Could be.
She has a pink room.
That would be fun if everyone in this room showed up in Garawa.
I need a pink robe. I need a pink one.
If everyone
so
in this
Swami
group
Barbie.
Could show up in Garawa,
Get some.
I could go
is
to
that
the,
what you
I could
call
go the fabric.
Guerrilla is renunciate clothing.
Do you know how to actually
just
sew?
That would be.
I don't know.
Just get a bolt of orange fabric.
Start wrapping around.
That's it. That's all you need.
Should
we do it?
Yeah.
I'm in.
I need a ride and a broom. I'm definitely in.
I'll set the camera up.
I'm kind
of
like a
pink
one, just so I can totally be an asshole and say,
you should. No, see, you look good. You've got the hair and the beard. You should. You'd look good in orange.
Nothing compared to Swami Ken.
I want to be a
Swami Ken is at, I think, 3 p.m. Now, Swami Ken
is taking himself seriously.
I don't know. He hasn't called.
Have you met him?
No.
He
hasn't called.
Check out the video.
I think the sentence.
The Shiva Bala Yogi. The Shiva Bali Yogi is, depending on how you look at it, a accomplisher of profound yogic power, attainment, samadhi, void, radiant mind, and he had beneficent effect on many, many people. Still does today for those people that might find themselves invited into a relationship.
Is this the guru that Swami Ken went to?
Two layers away. Gone.
All right.
The Shiva Bali Yogi who has come to this beautiful hall in the past was a devotee of the original and since deceased Shiva Bali Yogi, and apparently was walked in. So he became the next incarnate, presentation of the original Shiva Bali Yogi.
Did he say walked in? He wasn't born?
The story is that it was kind of like a walk-in event.
The one guy died and he took over.
Some time after the death of the original yogi, this gentleman that we may have seen all dressed in white that has come here before.
Oh, that guy.
Marshmallow guy.
Yeah.
The first person kisses at you.
So he is the second generation, apparently recognized incarnate as the Shiva Bali Yogi. He happens to be Ken's guru.
Okay.
So Ken, since the gentleman we had the pleasure of meeting, the illustrious marshmallow guru, is probably now, too old or large or whatever to get around much anymore. Ken was therefore showed up just in time to enter into lengthy, hours-long samadhis where body identification had been subsumed. If you can do this long enough, or at least people believe that you have, and you wear an orange robe, you too can become Swami Ken.
I'm starting a new trend. It's called Swami Barbie. I need to borrow that more polish.
Now, Swami Ken, why shouldn't he be realized to the teeth? Realized to the teeth. And is following in the ceremonial archetypal footsteps of those that he was devoted to, that provided him the means of his own realization, let's say. I mean, that's kind of a traditional guru-disciple thing, right? The guru provides you, maybe transmits to you, the gift of realization. So you'd be an idiot not to be grateful for the rest of your life. Andrew Cohen, of course, is excluded from this because he went back to India, flipped his guru the bird, and then went and conducted all manner of horrific hell for him and his devotees for decades. And who knows whether he's recanted or canted up again.
Yeah.
Hard to say. Guys like that are hard to put down until you actually put them down.
Yeah,
you got to put them down.
They just go to confession.
And they don't typically go to the vet.
Yeah.
willingly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's that. Just another play.
You know, I watched his 8-minute and 38-second video.
Yeah.
And I was not impressed.
Oh, Anna!
Not that I'm the judge of anything, but.
So when is this? Are we really going to go?
I would.
2 o'clock.
2 or 3 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
It's 2 o'clock on Saturday.
In the big building.
How much does it cost to get in?
By donation. There are things for sale.
What if he starts
accoutrements?
Crying and bawling at his feet or something. That's going to be really confusing.
If you want us to drag you out of the room, we will. Or stay. We don't know. Swami Ken could turn out to be your. Right?
You never know. The Shakti could just totally.
Yeah. Shakti
have no
pot
idea.
Could be like,
yeah.
Could like wind up being an orange robe cult.
That's right.
That'll be it.
Swami Ken could turn out to be the Kalpataru tree.
At least one
the
really,
wish fulfilling tree.
Well, I liked him a lot. Maybe you remember him. He lived in a cave in India half of the year, and then he would travel all around. He read palms. He did numerology. It was weird. And I thought he was the greatest, man. I liked him a lot.
I
want to
see that guy.
Yeah, he died.
I want to see that. Me too.
Maybe you could tell me something.
He was cool.
Yeah.
He
gave me palm or something.
I can bring all kinds of sweets and junk food, and everyone is so disloyal, they'll just running off to the next fucker. Even this doesn't work.
Robes and eat Cheetos.
Viva Swami Ken!
It's such
an
a orange compensation.
Robe. I didn't look good in orange. I'm sorry. Do you want to wear a pink robe with
Let
me?
Others
Swami
decide.
Robe.
Let others decide.
We could be Swami.
You could wear white.
To an orange.
You could wear white.
Wait. Who would Barbie
go? Just think I'm Indian.
Yeah, skipper.
But if you go, everybody needs to sit up front and put your feet right out like that to him. Because
Whoa.
They take that as an insult. Because the Stay Puff guy was, he was like.
Oh, you think wearing an orange
robe
would not
him,
be
he
an
was
insult?
Like,
I think
he,
we're
he
starting
was physically
off on insult.
Jumping
really?
Around. Like, you know, you could tell. It's like, oh, what's going on here? And then I noticed these people had their feet out. And that's like a no-no. You know?
Oh,
really?
You think
oh,
he was jumping?
Oh, he definitely was. And then finally.
I'm going to put my bare feet
on. Finally, somebody.
He tells a good story.
Somebody came
like
over
it.
To those
he
guys
definitely
and
was.
Said, and then they quickly put their feet in.
And then he stopped jumping?
And he stopped jumping around.
What a show.
I mean, I'm like.
They went like trick or treat, smell my feet, give me some feet.
What a ruse.
For bringing these kind of people in.
Oh, we're on tape. Okay. Let's move on.
Oh,
yeah.
We'll leave it alone.
We saw somebody a few weeks ago.
Yes.
Okay.
Why not? I mean,
well,
it's the coolest. Yeah, it's the coolest, most progressive thing in town. So people like that,
like
you know.
Contact.
Right.
Something to
yes.
do.
Yeah. Something to do.
Something to see.
Well, it's so easy to, you know, happily digress into a story and then, right, flip out on it.
Yeah.
I used to be excited about dressing.
I know you do. I know you do.
Doesn't get out much.
True.
I don't. I'm so excited.
Being here is the greatest. Hey, you guys never leave. Okay.
She just goes through our wallets and we're not.
I'm the artful dodger.
Did you think I was actually interested in this?
You gotta keep an eye on her.
Wolverine!
So she used to
Does
like
this conversation go anywhere?
Never.
Is it reliable? Can you like say, yeah, oh,
comes
I
comes from
I
nothing,
that.
Goes nowhere.
I followed that. Oh, you
yeah,
did.
In
yeah,
in a Monty Python kind of way.
That's great. This dreams. That's it. All of the Bibles, including Course in Miracles, are pretty much two words. This dreams. That's it. you can discover that the confidence that you place that this is so is unencumbered. Unafflicted. And this dreams. So it's capable of seducing itself into representation. What we hold as the observable universe and the celestial bodies that appear within it, including our own experience, is inferred. It's not independently existing. It's inferred. Which suggests that you are not the consequence of anything.
Is that like the granddaddy of non-consequence stuff? Is that you're not the consequence of anything? Like prime, you're not the consequence versus...
Well, yes, it is the granddaddy until you invariably trump it. Because it doesn't stop there.
There's
the
use, the consequence doesn't make any sense.
No, it all, it just, it's all liquidating.
Paper.
You see, the confidence, the apparency or the transparency of the confidence appears to be of the nature of continuity. You remember yourself from how many years ago? So there appears to be continuity of consciousness, or dare I say, my consciousness. So again, the notion that you were born and have lived a life borrows from that to make it appear as if you're the product of conception and birth, have lived a life, suffered or enjoyed cellular and behavioral maturation, and are now here today.
Could you not say that that's the materialist component? You know, that there is a materialist component, actually could be a materialist component. It's just like, but that doesn't, it doesn't go anywhere, you know.
Well, see, it's adornment. You're putting it on like a beautiful necklace.
Yeah.
Right.
Right, exactly.
That's right. So it might be useful as we play around with the nature of a primacy, which is unearned confidence. Dreams, which is adornment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why, though people may misunderstand your motives, when you walk into A Course in Miracles room and say, please, I beg you, put the book down, they feel like they've been insulted. If you believe in a book, count on being insulted.
If you believe in anything.
If you believe in anything,
count on being insulted.
You can count on being insulted.
Somebody somewhere does not believe that.
I mean, you know, the first thing we do is, as kids, is to say, why? You know? I mean, it's the reason we're all here as seekers. It's the first thing we did was say why, and we start having any understanding. So to not say why is that, do you ever get to that point at whatever level where you stop saying why?
That's fun. That's an interesting,
yeah, that's a good one.
That's interesting. That's fun. Sure. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You say this dream.
Yes.
Why does this dream?
Yes, you say...
You can always say why to anything anybody says.
You can also stop saying why.
Of course.
Yeah.
But do you?
Yes.
You
know? Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Such is the nature of the maturing radiance of confidence that why...
goes away.
Yeah. That's right.
That's the first thing they teach you in grad school when you become a psychotherapist. Never ask anybody why.
Why?
He said it's like a judgmental kind of thing. Like, people don't know why, and then they're like, I don't know, you know. They just get defensive.
Yeah.
It's not to place any imposition on why. More or less just to suggest that the confidence that you place in your present experience can, and I'll suggest dare say that it will transcend what we refer to as why. Primate mind is fractured identity. Mm-hmm. Rainbow body is the commencement of the journey to unfractured identity. Radiant mind is actualization of unfractured identity. Void is the absence of any identity at all. Mm-hmm. Not to belabor the four things, mm-hmm. but you know, I don't want you to get hung up on four now, do I?
We're going to buy that book.
Julie.
Yeah. But you see, but they're all, but whatever those are, whatever so-called clever, you know, vivisections, yeah. dissections could be made. Just, right? Dreaming. Immaculate confidence, unearned, dreaming.
Never appear as a dream as long as there's attachment to it.
As long as there's a what?
Attachment to it. Then it looks like it has.
It won't appear
reality.
As a dream.
Reality. So there, look, it sounds like you get to dream. You got to really get liberated.
The recognition that this dreams is not shabby.
Is that what you were saying?
Little small thing.
The dreaming operates through what we could say in the primate experience, particularization, measure, comparison, memory, values, frames of reference, boundary fields. Without them,
it's possible to see it's dreaming. Up until then, it's damn real and impactful.
Yes.
Or interpreted as impactful.
Sure, yeah. It could wipe out an entire species.
It can.
Yeah, with a big wave. Absolutely.
Coming to a
sangha near you, your imminent passing.
Well, you know, I was just thinking that the opposite to the why, or the answer maybe to the question why, is who cares?
Fair enough. See, we don't know. We can't really predict, though any prediction is humorous.
Yeah.
How this is going to land in your experience.
Yeah, that's what I mean, of course it's coming from my experience.
Yeah.
I'm thinking the release of the question why, the
yes.
answer to it would be who cares? Because,
yep.
you know, hopefully you get to a point where, you know, it is bliss or it is letting go of everything. And
why not start here? rather than hopefully get to a point.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully get to a point, right, is just a clever deferral. It's a habit that we all use with aplomb. Yeah. But it's also fun to take a look at it. Yeah. So, if I'm playing quality assurance, you know, the asshole responsible for quality assurance, then it's in my job description, it's my duty, right?
Your objectives.
To point out that there is no hopefully. There's just this.